Anthony Burgess, starring Jason Hughes as Alex.
Alex and my three droogs. That is Pete, Georgie, and Dim. Dim being really Dim. And we sat in the Corova milk bar making up our sudox what to do with the evening. A flip dark chill winter bastard will dry. What's it gonna be then? Eh?
What's it going to be then? Eh? What's it going to be then? Tall chucking, dratsin, and kicks in the yard buckles. Thumps on the deliver, fists in the plot. Gronky great shoes, to the fragified millicent. Vidi and the curry, pour out of his rot. Titsas and Chinas and Sari Babushkas are cracking the Kishas, we are so hot. Give it then, whether they want it or not.
The Corova Milk Bar was a Milk Plus Nesto, and what they sold there was Milk Plus something else. You could peat it with Valisette, or Synthamesque, or Drenchrome, which would give you a nice, quiet, horror show 15 minutes.
Aristotle wishy-washy works out in Cyclamen get forficulate smartish. shine. Empty penultimate, gross, bladder-like follicles.
In the land! In orbit! Stoned into a balloon! Alone with Borg and all his holy angels and saints! Oh, yes! Very nice, but very, like, cowardly! You were not put on this earth just to get into touch with Borg. That sort of thing can sap all the strength and goodness out of a Malchik.
Fred, no! In unfredicated arbuckles! No, let gronivated urchins! Frolic in left, right, front, back, ill for coons! That work! Go on, the cinnamon! Off
now! Or you could peat milk with knives in it, as we used to say. And that was what we were peating this evening. I'm starting off the story with.
What's it going to be then? Hey! Gonna need our common soil, no need for cutting and making the golly bird cough up its guts. Four drops and 20 to 1 in an alleyway. Rookers for fisting and rippers for cuts. What's it going to be then? Hey! As one door closes, another one shuts. Robbery, horror show, but me no buts.
Globby bottle of cheap grassy chip oil. Come and get one in the yarbles if you have any yarbles, you eunuch jelly thou.
Dim had a real horror show length of Uzi or chain round his waist, twice wound round, and he unwound this and began to swing it beautiful in the eyes or glazies. Pete and Georgie had good sharp nudges, but I, for my own part, had a fine, starry, horror show, cutthroat Britva.
Pity yourself, old Dim. Your platy's a grassy mess and red, cruffy on your lids, though. That I like not.
What of likest I care not, Brad. Profound shoes of lip music are thee and thine.
Govareek not thus wise, O Dim, to him that is your rightful leader.
Yarbles! Balshi great Yarblackos!
Hey! What's this of a leader? You Alexander the Balshi, then? We Govareek did not before of a leader. Yeah. It was all for one before and all droves together, right? Righty right!
Oh, very much righty right.
Wrong, Pete. Wrong, Gaelb. There's got to be someone in charge. Who do you see? Him? Dim the Dim or me? Alex the Large. There's those that come right for the job. Some are like scum. You won't do. Pete Scum, Georgie's a slob. Don't cover with the song though. You and you. Not one shoom from your rot. You told me that it's Pravda. Pravda, true, isn't it? Not? There's some get born horned like a ram. Who blows the horn? Me. Me. Not he, or thou, or thee. You little Sean Lamb. I am the Balshi, big, big, bold. I am.
Come along, my dear. Do hurry.
A real dobby evening to thee and thine, O brother and sister. Ah, real horror show, Otchkin.
My glasses!
Never fear, if fear thou hast in thy heart, O brother, pray banish it forthwith. What is this? What is it?
A book!
It's a book what you have written of. I have ever had the most presumably admiration for them as can write books, brother. And the name is Alexander, the same as mine. There's a coincidence. A Clockwork Orange. A fair gloopy title. Whoever heard of a Clockwork Orange? The attempt to impose upon man, a creature of growth and capable of sweetness, to ooze juicily at the last round the bearded lips of God, to attempt to impose, I say, laws and conditions appropriate only to a mechanical creation. Against this I raise my sword pen.
Fagged and shagged and fashed and bashed.
What are you waiting? You do.
customs bond no more can sever those by thy sure magic tied. All mankind are loving brothers where thy sacred wings abide.
Joy thou glorious from of heaven, it's fuller.
Off with that cow, then.
It's fuller.
This is like real music.
It's fuller. You turn my knee to water. It's fuller.
Bastard. You filthy, drooling, mannerless bastard. You!
Little Alex, yes? Sick this morning, so no school. Sick tomorrow morning too, so the same, yes? But very fit and well in the night, yes?
Mr. Deltoid, sir. I am surprised to see you in a mesto of this, like, depravity.
Depravity, eh? To me it looks very much like a harmless milk bar. But I hear that the white milk can be a harmless wrapper for certain drugs, such as Drencrom, Velocet and the like, yeah?
Terrible, sir. Drugs, sir, can sap all the strength and goodness out of a malchick. Them I touch not, oh no, verily not.
Oh, yes, have to keep up our strength and badness to indulge in crimes of the night, don't we? I and my friends create. We are here to quench our wholesome thirst after an evening's music. But you destroy, don't you? Destroy, yes. Break, steal, commit mayhem, slash. Soon you will kill, yes.
Never, sir. Never not. Life is like sacred, Mr. Deltoid, sir.
This I say to you, little Alex. The next time it will not be the corrective school. Next time it will be the Barry home. All my work ruined. My prospect of promotion frustrated. Remember that, yes? And I will not speak up for you. Oh, no. I will say that you are villainy incarnate. I will say that you are original sin prowling the town. I will sing loud and clear. What gets into you all? Theological evil. The devil stalking the street. Weevil in the flower of life. I repeat, what gets into you all?
Nobody's got nothing on me, sir. Piping out of the rookers of the Millicents for a long time now.
That's just what worries me. A bit too long of a time to be healthy. You're about due now, by my reckoning. That's why I'm warning you, little Alex, to keep your handsome young proboscis out of the dirt, yes? Do I make myself clear?
As an unmuddied lake, sir. Clear as an azure sky of deepest summer.
What gets into you all?
What gets into us all?
Theological evil.
Theological evil.
The devil stalking the street.
The devil stalking the street.
The weevil in the flower of life.
The weevil in the flower of life.
I repeat.
Don't repeat. What gets into us all? Let me explain to you, oh my brothers, as for him and the others, it's no good saying a word to them. It's never occurred to them that energy's something built into a boy. But neither the church nor the state has taught us how to create. So we've got to use energy to destroy. Destructions are owed to joy. Our ode to joy.
What gets into you all? Is it biological drivel? It's unambivalent sin. It's a devil grinning within. God help us all. God help us.
No, Mr. Deltoid, sir. Yes, Mr. Deltoid, sir. Alex the Not-So-Large.
You shouldn't have done what you've done to me, Bratton. That tall chalk in the Kiskas. Not having that damn nut!
Felt the Britfer go just deep enough in the meat of old Dim's wrist, and he dropped his shaking Uzi yelping like a little child.
Anybody else interessavated in a bit of filling? Eh? Good! Dobby! Righty-right. We proceed, under the like leadership of your little droog Alex, to the next vesch of the notchy. Right, Dim. Right, Georgi. Righty right, oh Peter of my heart.
Right, right.
Ah, there you are, my dears. I know what you want. Milky. What is it? Who is it?
An accident, madam. My friend has just been knocked down by a bus. Oh, please let me in to telephone for an ambulance. Please, he's like dying.
I know your tricks, boy. Smelly little bedbugs. Coming to make trouble for real people. Be off with you. Or I'll ring for the police.
No phoning tonight, missus. I have taken the inestimable and detestable trouble of cutting the phone off. See? With my little Britva.
Out of here! I've had too much of it. First one war, and then another war with the bombs dropping. I won't have you as well. I die peaceful.
Die in your own good time, you Grozny starry forella. All I desire is like share and share alike. Me and my droogs have a malenki dollop of nichivo. Jobless? Ah, yes. Not one lomtick of dang in our empty carmens. You and yours have built the Grozny world we like living, so now you pay. Yes, yes, pay.
And then I saw the loveliest malenki vesch any malchik fond of music like myself could ever hope to vidi with his own two glazies. For it was like the Gulliver and Plechos of Ludwig van himself, what they call a bust.
Ah, Ludwig van, that I love. Lovely, lovely, and all for me. With that, I start.
No, you don't!
Ah. Not having that, we're not. Ah, no.
So I upped with a statue and cracked her a fine fair torchuk on the Gulliver, and that shut her up real horror show. Like on the glass lids, me just closing them up in tight.
Mr. Deltoid, sir! Help me! You're my friend, sir! Mr. Deltoid!
By thou glorious spark of heaven, daughter of Elysium.
Well, well. If it isn't little Alex, all to our own selves.
I did nothing. It was my treacherous droogs. They like framed me, brothers. Knocked out this old forella, and then me. The pain in my glasses is killing.
A real pleasure, this is. Not often we has the like privilege.
I blind bog bust and bleed you, you Grozny bastards.
Language, language.
Bog murder you, you funny stinking bratsneys. Where are the others? Where are my stinking traitorous droogs? It was all their idea, brothers. They, like, forced me to do it. I'm innocent, Bob Butcher, you.
I think she's had it. Can't be sure, need the doctor. Phone from the car.
Right.
Evening, Mr. Deltoid. He must be a big disappointment to you.
Evening, yes. So, it's happened, Alex boy, yes. Just as I thought it would. Dear, dear, yes. So now he gets out of my soft probationary gloves into the calloused paws of the law. Yes, well, this is the end of the line for me, yes. I suppose I'll have to be in court tomorrow.
It wasn't me, sir, brother. Speak up for me, sir, for I'm not so bad. I was led on by the treachery of the others, sir.
Sings like a linnet.
Sings the roof off lovely, does that?
I'll speak. I'll be there tomorrow, yes. Fear not.
If you'd like to give him a bash in the chop, sir, don't mind me.
Here's the doctor now.
Evening.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir. That was real horror show. Did my herd glazies a lot of, like, good, sir. Like the spit of the bearded feck that they hang on the cross on the halt and the lame. All right! Tonight, you can have it all! A signed confession, right. I'm not gonna crawl around no more, you Mirsky git. You can have it all. Dratting and filling and toll-chocking and the old in-out, the lot.
It looks like you can add a new one to that list.
Stuffed it, is she, Doc? Well, well, real horror show.
Horror show is right.
Me only just gone 14.
To be then, eh? Is it going to be in and out and in and out of penal institutions? Though more in than out for most of you. Or are you going to attend to the divine word and realize the punishments that await the unrepentant sinner in the next world as well as in this? A lot of blasted idiots you are, selling your birthright for a saucer of cold porridge. The thrill of theft, of violence, the urge to live easy. Is it worth it when we have proof, undeniable proof, incontrovertible evidence that hell exists? I know, my friends. I have been informed in visions that there is a place darker than any prison, hotter than any flame of human fire, where souls of unrepentant sinners like yourselves don't leer at me, damn you! Don't laugh! Like yourselves, I say. I scream in endless and intolerable agony. Their noses choked with the stink of filth. Their mouths crammed with burning ordure. Their skin rotting and peeling. A fireball spinning in their screaming guts. Yes, yes, I know. I know. Remember. Now go. May the Holy Trinity keep you always and make you good. Amen. Thank you, as always, little 66655321. The music you chose was, as always, admirable. Taste is a great thing. It leads one to the beautiful. And beauty with truth and goodness is one of the attributes of God.
Music is heaven, sir, I see that. Beyond this horrible world of evil. I do so want goodness too, and that's the truth.
The truth is in that holy book you handle, little 66655321. I am overjoyed that you read it. There is a text I would in particular ask you to ponder on. I see you read the Old Testament more than the New. But it's in the New that the word of the Lord most scintillantly shines.
Too much gov-reading and preachifying, sir.
What's that, boy?
I love the preachifying, sir.
I see you made notes here. What does this say? Page 368. Your hoodies tall-chocking each other, a real horror show, and then wiping off the red crovy and spatting with their like handmaidens and peating the old vino. What's all this blasphemy about?
That was already in it when I got it, sir. Terrible. Wish I, like, understood it.
I would like to be dressed in the height of, like, Roman fashion and tall-chock the bearded Nagoy Vec all the way to his crucifixion. Corruption! Corruption! I must give you another copy. There are plenty around.
Sir, I've tried to be good, haven't I, sir? I've done my best, isn't that so? All of the 2 years I've been in, sir.
Go on as you are, little 66655321, and you will probably earn your remission.
But, sir, how about this new thing they're all talking about? How about this new, like, treatment that gets you out in no time at all and makes sure that you never get back in again?
Where did you hear this? Who's been telling you these things?
Bit of old newspaper gets blown in on the wind, or two warders talk, as it might be. It's called the something or other, what's it, sir?
A lot of eco-technique. Yes, of course, it's only in the experimental stage at the moment. It's very simple, but very drastic.
But it's being used here, isn't it, sir? Those new, like, white buildings by the south wall. We've watched those being built while we're doing our, like, exercise. Sir, that is.
It's not being used yet. Not in this prison, 66655321. Himself, the governor, that is, he has grave doubts about it, and I must confess I share those doubts. The question is whether such a technique can make a man good. Now, goodness comes from within, 66555321. Goodness is something chosen. When a man cannot choose, he ceases to be a man.
Halt! Detail for chapel cleaning, all present and correct, sir.
Very well. Think on these things, little 66555321.
Right, you lot, get down to it. You, 920573, you're new here. I want to see work. This is only the chapel, but I want to see it as clean as if it was the governor's toilet. Right?
Right, you say, but I want rights. The more part is in any of this lot, and I know what's what. It's 4 to a cell, that's regulations, and it's 6, you know it. Have to sleep on a bleeding floor. When that kid there has a bunk to himself, I demand my sodding rights.
Oh, rights, is it? All the prisons is the same, and it's you criminal bastards as is responsible.
Criminals? There's no one proper sodding criminal among a lot of them. That kid there, and he's a pox doctor, and this one's on the con. I'm not having it. I demand my bleeding rights.
Oh, he wants his rights, lads. I'm just having a drag in that bug there. I think 5 minutes ought to do it.
Right.
Discipline! Let's have discipline! Give him a haircut and shave! Courtesy! Deference! That's with reference to the foul way you behave! The names you call us quite appall us! We're going to knock you into shame! To suffer, jibbering, jibbering, discipline, real life discipline, like what you get in a war. When we've gone through with you, what can they do with you? Use you for swapping the floor. You're going to college to get some knowledge on how to behave and how. Here comes discipline, discipline.
have gone for him like that, Alex, my boy. It was most ill-advised. I could see from the colour of his lips that he had an heart condition.
Me? I hardly touched the brachny. You went backward in putting it in, Doc. Were you all videoing me like that for?
Alex, you were too impetuous. That last kick was a very, very nasty one.
Nobody will deny having a little kick at the man to teach him a salutary lesson, so to speak. But it's apparent that you, my dear boy, with the forcefulness and shall I say, heedlessness of youth, dealt him the coup de grace. It's a great pity.
Traitors! Traitors and liars! Is the whole world full of nothing but liars and treacherous, brutal vex that call themselves droogs? Bug blast you, I'll have the lot of you! Where's our bleeding chasso as a light witness?
Get lined up with them brooms!
It's the governor and some big bugger coming. Special inspection and not one word of bleeding warning, Jesus! Hey, you! Get up! He can't. He's like snuffed it. These brachnies here tall-chocked him real brutal and nasty.
dear, Alex. The truth and youth do not go well together, do they?
Prop him up, quick! Shut!
What's the matter with that man?
Asleep on his feet, sir. He has no bunk. A common complaint in this prison, if I may say so. Overcrowding is an endemic problem.
You shut your hole when the governor speaks to you.
Well, that's the horse's mouth. The situation is appalling. As he says, an endemic problem. Overcrowding. Common criminals are preempting the space we may soon require for political offenders. Well, Gibson, you know the solution.
I have my doubts, Minister. The technique is hardly sufficiently advanced to justify the use of this prison as a
trailblazer. But there are certain urgencies. Political urgencies, to be candid. And I have every confidence in Dr. Brodsky. Common criminals like this unsavory crowd can best be dealt with on a purely curative basis. Kill the criminal reflex. No more than that. Full implementation in a year's time. That's the government's policy. Punishment means nothing to them. You can see that. They enjoy their so-called punishment. They start murdering each other.
Too right.
Yes, well, exactly.
With respect, sir, I object very strongly to what you doverated just then. I am not a common criminal, sir, and I am not like unsavory. The others may be unsavory, but I am not.
You shut your bleeding hole, you. This is the Minister of the Inferior.
Interior. All right, you can start with him. Yes, he's young, bald, vicious. Brodsky will deal with him. Gibson, you can sit in and watch. That works all right, don't worry about that. This vicious young hoodlum will be transformed out of all recognition. Tell him about it, would you? Procure the requisite documentation. You may as well start now. Right, I think these creatures can go back to their cells. And this one, of course, may be delivered to the morgue. Right, if there's room. Come, Geoffrey.
Cyril? Knock at the chaplain's door on the way and tell him to come here.
Sir. Right! Off you lot!
You boy are to be reformed. What's your name?
6655321, sir.
Well, 6655321, you are to go to the famous Dr. Brodsky. It is believed that you will be able to leave state custody in a little over 2 weeks. You'll be free again. No longer a number. Does that prospect please you?
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir. I've done my best here, really, I have. I'm very grateful to all concerned.
Don't be. This is not a reward. This is far from being a reward. Chaplain. He's to be given the Lodovico technique. Orders of the Minister of the Interior.
God help us. So, you are to be made into a good boy, little 6655321. Never again will you have the desire to commit acts of violence or offend in any way whatsoever against the state's peace. I hope you take all that in. I hope you're absolutely clear in your own mind about that.
Oh, it would be so nice to be good, sir.
It may not be nice to be good, 66655321. It may be horrible to be good. I know I shall have many sleepless nights about this. What does God want? Does God want goodness or the choice of goodness? Is a man who chooses the bad perhaps in some way better than a man who has the good imposed upon him? You're passing now to a region where you will be beyond the power of prayer. A terrible, terrible thing to consider. And yet, in a sense, in choosing to be deprived of the ability to make an ethical choice, you have, in a sense, really chosen the good. So I shall like to think. So, God help us all, 66655321. I shall like to think.
God works in a mysterious way, His wonders to perform.
Stuff they shoved in my arm after breakfast.
You enjoyed your breakfast, Alex?
Oh, yes, sir. Eggy wags and lump ticks of spick and the old Molico. It was a real horror show. But what was that?
Vitamins, my boy. You're a little undernourished. Prison diet never did anyone any good. Now, sit here.
What are you going to do to me, sir?
You're going to watch some films. And we have dials which will record your reactions to them.
Films? You mean like the cine? What's these things on my glasses for, then?
The lid locks will make sure you look. Once close your eyes and the machine fails to register.
But I love the movies, sir. Films are a real horror show. I want a vidi.
There's just a possibility that you may, well... Well, we'll see. See being the operative word. His slang, where does he get it from?
It's Russian and English getting together to make an international teenage patois. Narsat is the Russian suffix for teen. It's called Narsat. The two major political languages of the world reduced to an unpolitical...
Yes. I think we're ready. Lights. Start. A typical street scene of our time. Vicious teenage hoodlums beating up an old woman. See the blood? It splashes the camera lens. Hear the crack of bones breaking. Now the scene changes. The girl on the pavement is only 10. Her assailants are 4 in number. The rape is brutal. At the end of it, she becomes a thing disposable, torn to pieces. A gunshot up her.
No, no, no!
No? But this is the sort of thing you like, you and your generation. A reaction 8.7, it's not bad. Now, the scene changes once more. A Japanese prisoner of war camp in World War II. Torture. A sharp knife disembowels a prisoner alive. Now, see? A decapitation. Head off. As clean as a whistle, see? Headless though he is, the dead man runs around for a short while in total nervous automatism.
No, no, no! I want to be sick!
10.45, a remarkably rapid reaction. All right, yes, Ned, lights, lights. No, bring him a kidney bowl, ice cold water. So then, you're reacting as a normal human being should. Violence is nauseating, and you're... Well, you're nauseated, aren't you? Playing in your veins is a chemical substance patented by the late Dr. Lodovico. Dr. Lodovico ended his days, alas, as a terminal victim of adolescent mayhem, but his invention marches on.
So, it wasn't like vitamins?
No, it wasn't like vitamins.
I'm cured. Let me out of here. I've hit it all clear as the morning daylight now. It's wrong, wrong and very wrong. Fillion and Krastin and Torchuckin and the old in out. I've learnt my lesson, I don't need any more.
But the lesson's only just begun. Lights.
Oh.
Now we see a Nazi concentration camp in which selected Jewish subjects are castrated. Oh. Without anesthetic, of course.
What's it going to be then? A. What's it going to be then? A. Tall chocking, fasting, and kicks in the yard buckles. Thumps on the galena, fists in the plot. Crumpy their shoes to the batified Millicent. Billy the Crummy, worn out of his rot. And Jesus and Starry, Babushkas, Akakin, and Kishkas, we are already so hot!